This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. At least 12 are dead and thousands wounded after hundreds of pagers used by Hezbollah simultaneously exploded in Lebanon and Syria. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
My military declined comment at the State Department, spokesman Matthew Miller.
I can tell you that the U.S. was not involved in it. The U.S. was not aware of this incident in advance, and at this point we're gathering information.
But a U.S. official tells AP Israel briefed the U.S. on the operation on Tuesday after it was concluded. It involved small amounts of explosives inside the pagers. A Hezbollah official told AP they were a new brand that apparently been acquired after the group's leader ordered members in February to stop using cell phones, warning those could be tracked by Israeli intelligence. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hungarian lawmaker Elad Novak urged on Wednesday for an investigation into Budapest-based BAC Consulting and for an international arrest warrant to be issued for the company's CEO after thousands of pagers exploding in Lebanon was linked to the company. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the U.S. was committed to strengthening ties with Cairo in a meeting with the Egyptian foreign minister on Wednesday.
President Biden, Vice President Harris are committed to deepening, strengthening what is already a vitally important partnership for us, a strategic partnership between our two countries, as you said, a long history, but I think the present demands that we do even more and do even better together.
Blinken also reiterated Egypt's efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza and said that it had been a critical partner in maintaining peace. Earlier in the day, he met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. For more news and expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels shot down two U.S. drones. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have shot down two American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. military says the Houthis shot down the first Reaper on September 10 and the second just on Monday. Online videos showed the downing and the flaming wreckage on the ground afterwards in Yemen's Dama province. As the one-year anniversary of the war approaches, the Houthis continue a campaign to target ships traveling through the Red Sea as U.S. led airstrikes pound their positions in Yemen. That's imperiled a waterway that typically sees $1 trillion worth of trade pass through it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An international law enforcement operation has dismantled an encrypted communication platform known as Ghost, Europol's deputy executive director Jean-Philippe Lecouf said on Wednesday.
This operation represents over 3 years of hard work. Europol team up with law enforcement from 9 countries and judicial authority and Eurojust to dismantle a tool that was a lifeline for serious and organized crime. This tool enabled drug trafficking, weapons dealing, extreme violence, money laundering on industrial scale.
The investigation led to the arrest of 51 suspects from multiple countries. Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner David McLean said the operation prevented several threats to life.
Significantly, during our investigation, the AFP and local partners prevented the death and serious injury of as many 50 individuals in Australia, all by virtue of our access to messages on the Ghost platform.
The operation was conducted with the help of authorities from Australia, Canada, France, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the United States as part of a broader commitment to combat global organized crime. The Chinese military has released a video that appears to show one of its fighter jets intercepting an Australian surveillance aircraft in 2022. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Authorities in Beijing have released a video of what appears to be a Chinese J-16 fighter jet intercepting an Australian P-8 Poseidon surveillance aircraft 2 years ago. According to the footage broadcast on a documentary on Chinese state television in recent days, a flashing infrared bomb was also fired toward the Australian plane, although that claim has not been verified by authorities in Canberra. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Follow Voice of America on Twitter, known as X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.